This is Listen Up, your program of thought and opinion on WBFY. Today's topic is prisons, and we've reached the essay and editorial part of this show. We're going to hear from Michael Caron, a retired prison guard and prison educator. It's the first in a series of essays that will be on this show for the next few weeks, called Doing COVID Time. Episode 1, Stinkin' Thinkin'.
In the past week, there have been growing protests in state capitals demanding an end to our so-called imprisonment. I hear protesters shouting, "Liberate us! Free me from this terrible lockdown!" They accuse governors from Michigan to Maine of criminal abuse of power. Lock her up! I take this pandemic seriously, pretending that staying at home is just like prison is a pathetic joke. I have loved ones and dear friends who are unlikely to survive if infected. I have spent more than 3 decades working and volunteering in prisons and jails. Believe me, prisons are nothing like being home. I was still volunteering with the men at the reentry center in Belfast before this pandemic struck. But I've had to self-quarantine after traveling through California, Michigan, New York, and other coronavirus hotspots. I do see crucial connections between actual prisoners and those good folks who fill their signs with silly, often pathetically short-sighted comparisons to actually being locked up. Inmates who wise up and get their priorities straight call it stinking thinking, blame shifting, downplaying, denial, seeing oneself as the real victim, ignoring the hurt their actions cause others, that is stinking thinking. Nobody stays out of jail until they take a good hard look at the way they believe the world is treating them and recognizes that their thoughts and beliefs drive their actions. I know a middle-aged ex-con who mentors young men in prison. Tommy says, if you keep on doing what you always done, you're going to get what you always got. That is golden advice for those who want to jump right back into life as they knew it a few months ago. That kind of thinking will send us all right back into what they imagine is jail. Many of those honkers circling state capitals have conned themselves into believing they and their families are safe from the pandemic. Open the prison gates. Liberate Michigan. Liberate me. Give me a break. Prison? Some folks don't have a clue what really being locked up is like. Before there was COVID-19, I was a night supervisor in Kansas prisons. Some max custody, some minimum. Some held men, several others were for women. I got calls from outside pretending to report an inmate's mother was on her deathbed, or her child had just died in an accident or a house fire. Occasionally those calls were part of an escape plot, like on TV, but most often it turned out to be a hateful attempt by someone determined to cause as much mental pain and suffering as they could. Fake news is old news in prisons. It has only become epidemic beyond prison walls more recently. We, too, sometimes get misinformation about relatives and friends, especially in this time when any illness or death instantly stirs thoughts of the pandemic. Few of us, however, fear that our friends and neighbors will deliberately report false things, either to hurt us or to create as much chaos as possible. Yet many of us share all sorts of garbage posts, conspiracy theories, political rants blaming somebody else. Sure, the other guy is just using this coronavirus to spread hate and push their agenda. You and I are miserable not being able to hug our loved ones, devastated when we can't say goodbye to dying relatives, depressed and frightened at this loss of control in our lives. All of those things are and have always been a part of prison. But we have ready access to phones. We can Zoom or FaceTime or Skype. We have family pets and maybe too many kids for what seems like too little space. Try doing this COVID time in a cell smaller than a lot of walk-in closets. Imagine being confined in a building where the bunks are bolted to the floor so close social distancing is not possible. I've seen too many facilities where cells built for one or two inmates hold four. Claustrophobic? Like your privacy? Don't tell yourself foolish lies like staying home even remotely resembles being in jail. Americans are getting a very, very small taste of what constitutes daily life for the millions of our fellow citizens who spend every hour of every day locked up. Perhaps that is one of the positives that could come out of this terrible time, a little empathy. But one of the classic signs of stinking thinking is the utter rejection of any sense of responsibility or concern for the suffering of others. It's all about me.
You've been listening to an essay by Michael Caron, retired prison guard and prison educator, on the subject of doing COVID time. This was installment one of a series that we're going to run on this program. This one was called Stinkin' Thinkin', and the next one is Testing in Prison. Tune in for that next week. I'm required to remind you that opinions expressed on this program are those of the speaker and not necessarily those of WBFY, Belfast Community Radio, or the City of Belfast. If you'd like to read an essay on the air, ranging from a short editorial of about 3 minutes up to a longer piece, 8 to 12 minutes, like the one you just heard, please get in touch with the station. I'm Vic Treadwell, the station manager. I can be reached at WBFYradio@gmail.com. Thank you for your attention.